state tournament basketball. We are ready for the 10 o'clock tip-off to tip off a week of fun as Storm Lake Radio follows three teams. And, of course, we get it started with the Newell Fonda Mustangs in Class 1A. Coach Dick Junger's our guest leading up to today's tip-off with Cole Onesco. Coach, you've had some time now to soak it up, the victory against Turkey Valley over in Clarion. I'm sure it's been a fun few days, but also maybe a bit on the stressful side as you begin to prepare for Monday state tourney opener.
You know, this time of year is always such a special time, and it is very busy. It's exhausting. It's emotional. But the big thing is it's a great feeling because of what happens after all the hard work is done. You get to play another basketball game, and that is just wonderful. Our kids are excited. Our community is excited, and words can't express how I feel about this.
The hard work and the dreams. I mean, for these youngsters who might be little and they're shooting baskets in the driveway or at the gym and they go to bed at night thinking about playing in Des Moines, and here they are. I mean, some dreams are being realized as we speak.
You know, it's interesting you say that because, of course, I've got young kids in the school, and there's times where I've got to chase kids out of the gym, and when I step in the gym, a lot of times I'm hearing 3, 2, 1, and that hoist of the big three-point shot, and it just encapsulates this week for me and the high school girls because they've all done that in their driveway or in the gym, and it brings out the little kids in all of us when you get to be a part of that experience.
Well said. And, Coach, you had a tough one in the regional final. This Turkey Valley team played some good defense. You got the win, 57-46. Your thoughts now as you've had a few days to maybe digest that game?
You know, I always go back and go through stats, and I'll watch it a second time, just try to enjoy the moment. And, you know, what a dangerous team that was. You know, we were able to handle some of the things that they do well. And, you know, I know some of their defensive schemes were very challenging for our kids, throwing out some traps with some long-arm kids. And we turned the ball over a little bit against them. We had 20 turnovers. But at the end of the day, our kids persevered. We made some shots when we needed some shots to be made, made some free throws down the stretch. And then, as well, we got some big stops on defense. And the rebounding battle was huge. Pulled down some boards. And, again, this team was so athletic. If they have a 4x1 and a 4x2 with that group of girls, they will be definitely at the state meet from what my perception is.
Yeah,
it's a really good team.
No question. You talk about persevering, too. I mean, they made some runs at you. They were coming after you in the second half, but your team never relinquished the lead.
No, you know, we built up that 9-point halftime lead and then came out with a 3, so we got up 12. And then picked up a couple fouls with, you know, Wells and Fleen in the third quarter, and they had to come out and they just kind of chipped away. We had about a 5-minute stretch where we weren't getting shots to fall, and they chipped away. A turnover or two led to a couple runouts, and next thing you know, at the end of the third quarter, it was a 1-point game. And but then the fourth quarter, the girls just picked it up another notch, and you know, found a way to make some baskets and earn us a hard-fought win.
57-46 over Turkey Valley, the 20th win for Newell Fonda, puts them in this week's state tournament. We'll take a break. We'll talk about today's opponent, Cole Onesco, with Coach Dick Jungers right after this on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com. State tournament basketball. It's Newell Fonda. It's Cole Onesco. It's Dick Jungers with us here before the 10 o'clock tip-off. And, you know, Coach Cole Onesco, you met them in the semifinal last year. It was a 30-plus point win for Newell Fonda, but that's last year. What does Cole Onesco bring to the floor this year?
You know, they bring back another year of experience. You know, some of their post-type players graduated, and so they're playing more of a guard-type lineup this year. They're quick. They're scrappy. They shoot the three ball. They're just a very, very good, fundamentally sound team, well-coached. Their coach has a lot of different sets they run, and they're going to give us some challenges there, and we're going to have to play very well to come out on top against this good Cole Onesco team.
All right, as you break down some challenges and you've had opportunities to scout, what are the keys, what are the musts for the Mustangs here on a Monday?
Well, we're going to have to contain their point guard, number 20, Shayla Dean. She is lightning quick. She's their leading scorer, and she has a boatload of assists. She carves up defenses, and she can hit pull-up jumpers, and she can kick it out to the other shooters. And she's a handful, and she'll be the quickest player on the floor. And so we're going to have to find ways to contain her. They've got a couple good outside shooters to go with her. I mean, she's a very good three-point shooter. They've got two other solid three-point shooters, and, of course, You know, like most teams down here, they have a post player inside that can finish. So we're going to have to try to take them out of some of their sets. And then defensively for them, they like to full court press some 20 or 2-2-1 with some deny at the top and just trying to get you to turn the ball over. And we cannot be giving them those free buckets.
Coach, you mentioned the Shayla Dean and the assists that she has. I also noticed looking at her stats that she's averaging 6-plus steals per game. Awfully good hands, obviously.
Yeah, she's 5'3", but her arms make her probably about 5'7", 5'8". She's a long-armed kid, and I pay attention to stuff like that because she deflects so many passes, and if someone else deflects a pass, she's the one that's picking it up. And she's just a very, very good basketball player, and that's the reason why this team has been so good the last 3 years. They've been in the state tournament 3 years in a row now. It's their senior year, and they're going to be ready for Newell Fonda.
Coach, you know, I just wonder how good defensively they are. They must be pretty solid defensively. Just looking at their stats offensively, you know, they must be getting it done on the defensive end too.
Yeah, defensively, you know, very good. When you have long-armed, quick kids and they pressure out and they do some different zone schemes that just create confusion for your offense, it's a different challenge. And we're going to have to find ways to get some inside buckets. We're going to have to find ways to get some mid-range and some three-point opportunities. And, you know, we're going to have to find ways to disrupt their offense. So as we're putting this scheme together, you know, they throw some challenges. You know what? Every team throws challenges at you, but this team, it's just a little bit unique because not a scheme that we see night in and night out in the Twin Lakes Conference.
Can't wait to see it in person Monday. Mustangs, Colonesco, 10 o'clock tip-off on the way. Coach Dick Junkers, thank you for your time, and I look forward to seeing you and visiting with you down in Des Moines.
Hey, sounds great, Chris. Let's have a great week of Twin Lakes basketball.
Love it. Newell Fonda gets it started today. Tip-off and starting lineups coming up here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.